Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
Then when she was killed in a car wreck, a carload of drunks hit her headlights to headlights and another girl and killed her. You don't believe there's a devil out here in this world? All you got to do is just look around. You know, he's out there. And that devil, I mean, we looked at it like that, you know, those three or four people, I even forget now, it's been so many years ago, but they were all drunk, passing a truck, coming up a hill. They had listened to the wrong voice. You know, the devil had enticed them to get drunk and then get on the road. And by doing that, they had passed a truck coming up a hill. And, of course, right at the top of the hill, my sister and the other girl come over the hill. And they saw this car. And immediately they pulled off to the right into the ditch. And they were driving 55 miles an hour. And it was a fairly, you know, not too bad of a ditch at all, but it wasn't very wide. But they pulled off to the right immediately, which is what the average person would do, I guess. But the drunks saw the car and did the same thing and pulled to the left. And when they did in the bar ditch, both of them hit 50 miles an hour, headlights to headlights. And of course, the thing about it is, my sister, she was the mother of three young boys, and she went through over the dash and through the windshield and cut her all to pieces, and within an hour's time she bled to death. The other girl, which was a young mother also, which was the mother of three little girls, it drove the steering column through her chest and killed her right there on the spot. So two young ladies, two young mothers, three boys and three girls lost their life right there that night because of the devil. You know, he's out there, folks. He's out there. So those three young boys and girls lost their mothers. Well, the three young boys that was my sister's boys, the youngest one was just 5 months old. You know, he wasn't very old at all, just 5 months. And the other two wasn't very old either, because she had those three children, just one right after the other. But there was a young man, I'll never forget this, he had good intentions. Him and his wife couldn't have any children, and they didn't understand the power of God, which most of us do not. Most of us do not know as Christians how to pray the prayer of faith. I mean, I was deceived most of my life, unfortunately. Didn't know what was available because I didn't spend enough time in God's Word. But there was a young man, he was a member of the church. He came and asked my mother. He said, "Miss Scrivener, I know that y'all have had a tragedy in your life and you've got these three boys." And he said, "You know, I don't know if y'all will be able to raise all of these," because we were not a very affluent family. My dad worked hard, but, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We had never gone without something to eat. I didn't realize how little money we had, but we had a lot. So if you got that, that's all you need. If you don't have a nice car and a nice home and all the things you want, if you got a house and you got love and mom and dad love each other, that's really all in the world you need. I had that. And so this young man came, and not knowing that we were not a very affluent family, he said, "Miss Scrivener, if y'all can't take care of all three of those boys, my wife and I, we would love to adopt Ricky." That's my youngest nephew. And he was 5 months old at the time. My mother was very nice to him. She thanked him for his thoughts and everything, but she said, "We will make it." And so after he left, I will never forget what my mother said. She looked at me and she said, "Thurman, I will scratch out there in the dirt with the chickens if I have to feed these boys." She said, "Nobody will ever have these babies outside of our family." Now, my mother was willing to do that for her grandbabies. Lots of mothers today don't want the ones they got themselves. But my mother was willing to give her life to provide for her grandchildren. Not only her children, but her grandchildren. She was a real woman. She was a woman that was a Proverbs 31 woman. And when my mother died, the church in Goldthwaite wasn't big enough to hold the people that came to my mother's funeral, and the pastor preached the Proverbs 31 woman about my mother. That's the woman she was. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're known by your works. And if you're a woman and you're a mother, God has put a tremendous demand on your life to raise your children. You're not to be a woman that's out there in the world thinking about your career at the cost of your children. Your children are to be first. Because if your children are not first and your career is first as a mother, I guarantee the devil will wind up with your children. And if you're a career woman out there and you're putting your career before your husband, I'll guarantee you'll wind up with some other man and you'll lose your husband and your children. And there's too many women that I know have went that route. But the thing about it is, it's hard for women to understand God didn't make you to be a CEO of a corporation. He made you for a man. Some women have a hard time swallowing that. But God made the woman for a man. He made you to love Him, to praise Him, and to be there when He needs you. That's what He made you for. That's what His Word says. In fact, He even says, I got tickled at Cheryl the other night when she looked over at me and I said, honey, is there anything I can do for you? And she said, no, my Lord, you're doing fine. I thought, wow. But if you don't think the devil puts mothers to the test, I will tell you that I know how he's putting people to the test, because Cheryl, she is a mother. She has two children, and she had them by her first husband. And if you don't think the devil's around, the devil this last couple of weeks has attacked her in two or three places in her flesh. I've had to pray over her pretty regularly. She's a mother. And then the other night, in fact, last night, she asked her son to move the car down to put some equipment in it, and it was sitting broadside to her son-in-law's car. And he goes out and cranks it up and pulls it down into drive instead of reverse and lets off the gas to back up. Lets off the brake to back up and gives it gas instead of backing up. He ran sideways into the car and tore up the front end of her car. That'll put a mother to the test. That'll find out how much love you have. And then she comes here today and putting out all the tapes in her beautiful red dress, and I think she steps on the bottom of it and tears her dress back there while it goes. I went back there a while ago. She wasn't too happy. You think there's not a devil out there? Let me tell you, there's a devil out there. But what does the Lord say about all these trials and tests? Consider them pure joy. Kind of hard for you as a woman or man, either one, to consider all the trials and tests you have to go through on a daily basis pure joy, isn't it? It's too easy to grumble and complain. It's too easy to get upset. I know. I do that once in a while myself. I have to catch myself every time I step off into that realm, because I think, hey, the devil is deceiving me. He's real good at what he does. Very good at what he does. But I am grateful for each one of you that is a mother, and those of you that have raised your children in the love and admonition of the Lord. And if you're a mother or a grandmother, and you still have children at home or have children that are there, your life in raising them is not over. I mean, if your children are still alive, I don't care if they're 30, 40, 50 years old, your job is still not over. You're to give them good guidance and direction, and then if your children have grandchildren, you're to give all of them guidance and direction from the Word of God, but to do it lovingly and kindly and gently, just like God says. So we're grateful for each one of you that's a mother today, and all of you that are mothers, I would like for you to stand, and we're going to recognize you. Everybody that's a mother in here that's had a baby, stand up. Every mother, stand up. Give those people a hand. Praise the King. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Without mothers, we'd all be in trouble. We wouldn't be here. We have to have mothers, you know. So praise God. God is the one that made the plan, you know, so that a man and a woman can produce a child. And that's something that the devil has so taken out of the context, the way God made it and created it. A man and a woman. One man, one woman is to get married. They're to make a covenant with each other, and it's to be until death does you part. Now, it'll be a struggle. It'll be a trial. It'll be a test, I can assure you, because there's a devil out there, and there's a flesh out there. So it's going to be a struggle. But when you realize who the enemy is and what he's doing, you can be the overcomer. When you begin to realize and understand what the devil is doing, in fact, far too many churches today, I so stand in amazement that the average church today never teaches you who the enemy is. I mean, I had been in a church all of my life, and I didn't know who the enemy was. I didn't know who was attacking me. I didn't realize the power and authority I had over the beast. I didn't realize that I had power and authority over sin, you know, that I don't have to sin anymore. I didn't realize that I had power and authority over sickness and disease. And I didn't realize I had dominion over the elements. I didn't realize all those things were mine. I didn't realize God had restored to me everything in His atoning death, burial, and resurrection that He had given to us as human beings in the beginning. I didn't realize He had done that. But He has done that. And, of course, I teach those things. And, of course, the other day, on the 25th, in fact, I remember exactly, the 25th of April, I got a tremendous praise report. Taylor printed me out this praise report and brought it to me out there in the ministry center. And some gentleman, his wife and daughter, were up in Oklahoma. And he was somewhere else out of pocket working or something. And his wife called him, and I guess he had a cell phone. His wife called him and told him that there was a tornado on the ground and she could see it, and it was coming directly toward their house. What was she going to do? He told her, he said, "We are walking in obedience to God's word. We are sons and daughters of the King of the universe." He said, "You take our daughter, you go out on the front porch, you hold your hand up, and I'm going to rebuke that thing, and that tornado is going to leave because we have power over it in the name of Jesus."
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today. But if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station. And we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.